From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. says the West has no desire to return to a Cold War with Russia. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter told a Berlin forum Monday Washington has no interest in returning to the Cold War days as the West confronts new Russian aggression in Ukraine.
The United States will not let Russia drag us back to the past. We want to move forward together. But whatever is decided in the Kremlin, we will move forward. And Europe will move forward. The answer, of course, is that we will do so together, as we always have. But the Cold War playbook doesn't apply to this future.
Mr. Carter's comments came ahead of a defense minister's meeting scheduled Tuesday with officials of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. The U.S. Defense Secretary will meet NATO defense ministers Wednesday and Thursday in Brussels to discuss plans for dealing with Russia following its annexation of the Crimean Peninsula and ongoing support of Ukrainian separatists. At least 20 people were killed, dozens wounded, when a female suicide bomber blew herself up in Nigeria's northeastern city of Maiduguri. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Islamist Boko Haram extremists have frequently targeted civilians at markets and bus stations in the city during their six-year insurgency. Reuters news agency reports that Sierra Leone has recorded two new cases of Ebola in the capital Freetown in recent days. A spokesman for the National Ebola Response Center says the new cases come after all Ebola quarantine structures in the capital were closed. They're the first recorded cases since May 29th. Most are in Sierra Leone's northern provinces. This is VOA News. A UN report says Israel and Palestinian militants may have committed war crimes during last year's Gaza War. The Commission of Inquiry on the 2014 conflict says it gathered substantial information pointing to the possible commission of war crimes by both sides. Mary McGowan Davis chairs the panel.
The most that we can hope for out of this long and arduous process of inquiry is that we will push the ball of justice a little further down the field, particularly by calling on governments to stand up and join together to address the crying need for changes in policies regarding the use of explosive weapons with wide area effects in densely populated urban areas.
Both sides rejected the report's findings that Palestinian militants targeted civilians in rocket attacks, while Israeli forces likely used disproportionate force in civilian areas of Gaza. Iran's foreign minister and his European Union counterparts are meeting in Luxembourg for a final push on nuclear talks aimed at completing a deal ahead of a June 30 deadline. On Sunday, Iran's parliament voted to ban access to inspectors of military sites, documents, and scientists as any future deal. French Foreign Minister Fabius said France would like a robust agreement. U.S. State Department spokesman John Kirby was asked about that Monday.
Our expectation is that Iran will meet all the parameters and the agreements made in Luzon. And of course, there's final negotiations going on right now, and those require being able to provide the necessary access to IAEA inspectors so that the agreements can be fully verified.
Iran's nuclear negotiators say they've already agreed to grant UN inspectors managed access to said sites. Demonstrators clashed with police in Ghana's capital Accra Monday, protesting the demolition of slum housing to improve flood control. Police fired tear gas to deter hundreds marching in the city's old Fadama neighborhood, among them Moussa Zian.
I hope and then believe that today's presence, the presence of the people here, is going to send a clear demonstration to the stakeholders that the people of Old Fadama cannot be taken for granted.
The city's mayor ordered bulldozers to remove the dwellings Saturday following devastating flooding earlier this month. The action left thousands of Ghanaians homeless. North Korea has given sentences of life in prison with hard labor to two South Korean men that it accused of spying for Seoul. The North's state broadcaster on Tuesday said Kim Kuk-gi and Che Chung-gil were found guilty of state subversion at a trial in Pyongyang. The South Korean government has denied the charge, demanded the immediate release of all South Koreans detained in the North. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.